original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are listening to LA Talk Radio with Max and Friends, and Max Tucci is your host tonight, and I'm his co-host here, Tamara Bowman, and this is the place that you get to talk about whatever is on your heart, whatever is on your mind, and this is a place that you can just, verbally vomit, and it's all okay with us. Speaking of verbally vomiting, this is our inner circle, Max. This is our inner circle where anything goes. We talk about everything. So
where we say what we want.
We say what we want.
It's LA Talk Radio, everybody, and welcome tonight to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, as my co-host Tamara said. But anyway, you know what, Tamara? I think people know at this point to tune in and listen to us at every night, Sunday night at 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock in New York, because my ass is freezing here at 36 degrees.
Oh, and Honey Buns, I just got out of a beautiful mineral hot springs. I'm here in Palm Springs. It's been warm. I've been in a bikini bathing suit for the last 5 days and just soaking in all these minerals. I am just like high on the earth.
Okay, and you're rubbing it in, and I'm cold on the earth. Anyhow.
I want you to feel my heat through the waves here.
I feel your heat already, baby. The heat between you and me.
Okay, good.
But, you know, so how was your week?
Oh, incredible. Incredible. I'm telling you, we practice this thing where we get a sense of what's happening in our lives, and then we appreciate whatever's happening. We get inspired. We get open. And then we take a look at our essence, and we operate from that space where everybody's doing it all at once. It's been extraordinary.
And then we rise.
And then we rise. I love to say that, mister.
Well, I got to tell you, today, real quick, everyone, before we talk about anything else, go on Google and check out Pills on the Couch. That's right, you heard it, Pills on the Couch. It's a blog. Pull it up, because we have a great guest coming on in just a bit named Hamilton, and he's going to come on because he had an amazing article, a blog that he wrote, and we're going to discuss that. But before we discuss that, Tamara, I'm going to Africa.
Honey, incredible. What prompted you to take on such an adventure?
Well, long story short, actually, oddly enough, how the universe works, I was the judge, special guest judge today for a dog show that got canceled because of the rain, sleet, and cold weather. So I went there anyway to show my support. As I left, I'm like, now I have like all this time to do nothing. What am I going to do? And so I ended up going to Starbucks, and I ran into my friend Emily, and she was having a meeting with this woman named Mary. And it didn't dawn on me, Mary or anything. And then all of a sudden, I see this flyer on the table called Dakota. And I was like, that looks really familiar, and the Jim Arden Foundation. And it's like creating better lives for Tanzanian children. And I'm like, I had you on my radio show, Mary. And this was a woman that I never met, that I had an interview with a while ago. You can check it out in all of my archives on latalkradio.com. And all of a sudden, everything just dawned that I had this woman on my radio show.
Wow.
And then I'm reading the flyer, and they're like, if you want to volunteer, we have the place for you to do it, because they have this orphanage in Tanzania. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm going. And she's like, when do you want to go? I'm like, well, when's the best time to go? She said, December. I said, I'm coming.
Whoa. Max.
Isn't that crazy? So check out JimArdenForDakota.org. I'll give you the information later. But that's the website, and that's where I'm going to go in December. But isn't that insane how everything just falls into place?
Honey, you just give me goosebumps, because God love you, sweetheart. I mean, look at the size of your heart. I mean, look at who you are, Max, on this planet. It's just extraordinary. And now you're going to bless the lives of people clear across the world, you know, that are less fortunate than we are. We're so blessed. And think about the perspective you're going to come back with. My God, Max.
There you go. So it was a lot of fun. And just to have this call over coffee to discover I'm going to Africa in a minute. And I was like, what? Now's the time. We got to do it. Speaking of now's the time, and since we're in these quick times, everyone's into internet dating lately.
Yeah.
Lately. It's been a craze for a while.
Right.
And we've spoken about it. We've talked about it a couple of times before. Are you for it or are you against it?
For me personally, it doesn't work for me, but I know it's worked very well for other people. I know that couples have got together, they've gotten married. You know, I just, because we talked about this before, Max, it, beings that we're public people, it's just not in our best interest to put ourselves out there, you know. But for the most part, when it's difficult for people because they're having jobs, they're working, they're going to school or whatever it is, I mean, there's really, if you don't want to go to a bar, you know, and pick up on someone there, it's pretty difficult. So to be matched up with people who are similar with your interests, it's been, I think, that one of the best things since sliced bread. I mean, as far as people getting hooked up. And it's also been the demise of a lot of relationships, too, because it's so easy to get hooked up with someone. So,
and so easy, and so easy to be shaded by someone.
Yes.
And
oh,
so easy
Lord,
to
yes.
be lied to by someone. But, you know, I guess those are the risks that you take. But how about this, Tamara? Imagine being 16 years old, going onto a website. You know, you want to get a little booty call on. Who doesn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you hook up with someone, and you find out that this person, down the line after you've already done your thing, got your booty call on, whatever you want to call it, ends up killing someone.
Son of a bitch.
You know what I'm talking about? And not only someone, but a 12-year-old boy. It was a big story back in 1999 on the East Coast here, and this guy ended up killing this 12-year-old boy and then throwing his body in a shallow grave on the Salt Mill River Parkway in Dobbs Fair, New York. And basically, that's how it, you know, how the story started. And then there was a blog recently, Wednesday, October 14th, on this site, Pills on the Couch. And it was titled Innocent Lost.
Mm.
And what got me was, you know, the article was written so well, or the blog was written so well. But the last line of the blog was, it was great because Hamilton, who we have coming on in just a moment, was saying, went to a play. He's going to come on and tell the story. But the last line was, do you trust me because I don't trust you?
Mm.
And that comes from a play called named The Cost of Living. And it's by a group, DV8, the letter D, V, and 8. Check them out on Google. And it was just like, holy shit, that last line, like, it resonated. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you trust me because I don't trust you? So right away, you know, we pulled up. I had everyone working here. I was like, all right, find out what's going on. You know, let's get Hamilton on the show because we want to talk about the, you know, this insane dark side of internet copulation. Is that a
absolute honey? Yes, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
You know what, I would have to say that just by Hamilton making those words, those statements, do you trust me, I don't trust you, there was something inside of his gut or his intuition that even in spite of, you know, an attraction, there was something that was gnawing on the inside of him.
Well,
something
what was gnawing was, you know, when he tells the story, you'll hear the thing, and if you want, you'll hear the story. If you want to hear more about it, read about it yourself, Pills on the Couch. But I think we should just have Hamilton come on, pull up his mic, and let's talk to him and find out, you know, why he created Pills on the Couch, because it's a great outlet, I think, for him to talk about his life and for others to grow from it, learn from it, and just totally get, you know, twist your mind almost. The writing is so intense and so brilliant that it, like, literally twists your fucking mind for a minute. So let's get Hamilton on. Hamilton, welcome to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio, and let's talk about Pills on the Couch.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Welcome.
So, Hamilton, what basically inspired you to start this blog, Pills on the Couch?
I had recently broken up with a boyfriend of mine and was a little bit emotional about it and was driving in the car with a friend of mine. I was like, you know, I used to write a long time ago and it was time to do something about it again. And my family's kind of crazy in the way only a New England blue-blooded conservative Republican family can be. And I think that our stories, though they would never tell them, are too good not to be shared. But I also have a very specific point of view, and sometimes sick and twisted point of view. So,
but it works. It works.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. So, I've been watching Grey Gardens, like, again, the whole story, and I'm like, this is so remnants of such, like, an insane family, but you're so intrigued by it that it's like, you have to keep watching it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, you know, and it's my post today was called I know the name of everyone my mother's ever slept with. Because my mom's really loud in bed.
Wow.
Like to the extent it's ridiculous. Like when I lived in Maryland with her, her bedroom was on the first floor on the right side of the house and my bedroom was on the second floor on the left side of the house, and I still heard her over like Yanni and Kenny G and
Yanni. Your mom was fucking to Yanni. I think my mother was actually fucking Yanni.
Really? Wow.
She had her Greek going on, and my favorite line from my mom was, she's like, at first he's the Greek god and then he's the goddamn Greek. We've all had our fair share of living on the East Coast of insanity. But again, everyone, the best way to find, because the site is long, but the best thing to do is just pop in Google Pills on the Couch, because it's like one of these long blog spots, or just go to pillsonthecouch.blogspot.com, and I guess you can put it up there. There you go, a little plug. But so now, let's get to this story, Innocent Loss, because that's like, really, I was like, holy shit. Like, people, you know, you go on the internet, you want to get your groove on, your booty call on.
And absolutely.
Whether you're 16 or 60, I guess, people are still going on these sites, and they're looking for sex, basically, the majority of people. And your story was like, holy shit, this is like such a dark, I mean, we all know there's a dark side to the internet, but this was like, this was literally, like you said, this is like an SVU, a CSI kind of a thing. So why don't you set it up and tell us exactly about the story?
Well, I think I first have to start off with the fact that, and I can't speak for straight communities, but the gay community, the internet has always been an outlet for just talking to other gay people and having sex. But as a young teenager, you know, experimenting, figuring out, you know, what all that is, what is sex, what is sex with a girl, what is sex with a guy, you know, I went online just because, you know, everyone was doing that, AOL, you know, in the 90s, and that was also my first experience, you know, talking with other gay people. And so that was really comforting. And I, you know, but there were definitely, I hate to call them predators, but, you know,
they
older
are.
Guys yeah. who want to be with younger guys, whether it's, whether they're 16 or, and there's this one guy and, you know, ultimately, you know, you make a decision that your libido weighs out over what you might consider the right thing to do. And I met up with this guy. He was probably in his late 30s, 40s, in this really rundown, really sketchy apartment building in Yonkers. And I'll never actually go to Yonkers again. But We had sex. I lost my virginity that afternoon, that summer afternoon, and went back home and tried to go on my merry way, only to find out, you know, 2.5 years, 2-3 years later, I was pulled out of my job as a camp counselor at a local country club by a Westchester County police detective. But I was still in the closet then, so not only was I being illegally questioned, but I was also freaked out. I was more freaked out of my mind at that point about being outed, because I do come from a conservative Roman Catholic Republican family, and
right.
You know, you don't know how they're going to respond. And ultimately, they've been great, but. You know, he was questioning me about this guy, and first I, you know, lied about it because I was so scared about being outed. And finally I told him what happened. The cop was not the brightest bulb in the box because he assumed I was 17 when it happened, which I was not. So it is considered statutory rape what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But what really got me was when I asked him why was he questioning me? And he told me about, they arrested this guy that took my virginity because he abducted, raped, and killed a 12-year-old boy.
Wow.
And left him on the side of the Sawmill Parkway. And I, there's no emotion really to describe. I just shut down, you know?
Yeah.
It's, I pretty much didn't talk for the rest of the day. I had to explain to my family why this detective had stopped by our house and lie to them and about the whole situation. And, you know, not only was it a bad internet experience, it's, you know, scarring in the sense that that was the first time I ever had sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't until years later, right, that you were in Paris and you were at the play, The Cost of Living.
Yeah, I studied theater in college and I went to the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Arts afterwards, and we were doing a section on contemporary and absurdist theater, and we did a weekend in Paris, and we went to this show of a British dance theater company called DV8. They're actually going to be in Los Angeles in November. I encourage everyone to check it out at UCLA Live. But this show called Cost of Living, and I will again never forget this moment. This guy was on stage delivering a monologue and slowly getting undressed, and the final moment of the monologue in the scene was him on stage alone, spotlight, completely naked, and he points out to the audience and says, "Do you trust me? Because I don't trust you."
Mm. Wow.
And then what did that resonate like in your mind? What were you feeling at that moment?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, in relation to this particular experience, it's been one of many that have broken down my ability to trust people. And you know, in the overall spectrum of things, in the name of the show, Cost of Living, it's, you know, at what cost do we make choices every day that then dictate how we're able to live the rest of our lives?
Yes. Yes. Now, Hamilton, let me ask you this. I mean, was there ever any other conversation that you had with this guy after you met with the FBI?
Subsequently, before the detective had contacted me, but after the initial time, he did come to my house once when I was babysitting my little brothers, who are much younger.
Oh, my God.
And he wanted to have sex again, and I was like, "Look, my little brothers are napping upstairs. This isn't appropriate. Mm-hmm. You gotta go." And he kind of tried to pick a fight, but he ultimately left. But since then, no, I've never spoken or heard from him again.
Did you think at any point he was going to come after you?
No. After that second time, we never really talked ever again. Mm-hmm. And he kind of disappeared from the internet for what I saw. But, you know, no one really goes into the AOL chat rooms anymore. I mean, you know,
now you have other outlets.
Yeah.
Now there's that for the growth of internet. Now for that one site that there's like 10,000 now. So,
but I mean, you know, on the flip side, you know, some, like, you know, you were saying before, Tamara, sometimes internet dating works. I also met my first boyfriend on AOL.
Okay. Now, did you have any like residual trauma when you got together with your boyfriend where it's like, you know, wait a minute, who are you? Let me know who you are first before we drop our pants.
Yeah, ever since then, it's been much more, you know, let's have coffee first and then, you know,
let's get to know each other.
Yeah, get to know each other for sure. I mean, did you, Hamilton, have any clue that this guy was like a killer?
No, none.
So he was personable?
It was so blindsiding. I, like I said, there are just no... I didn't walk away when I first had sex with this guy. I didn't walk away feeling like, you know, I felt dirty. I didn't feel violated. But when I found out he'd killed someone, it just was, you know, just a shot to the head almost. It was, I felt violated. I felt, you know, raped.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank God you weren't 12 years old. Now, I mean, this guy, did he have a history? Were there any other kids that had been killed?
I don't know for sure. This guy was picked up in a string of other people that were doing similar things. So it was him and four other people, and one I think was on the Board of Education in New York.
Mm-hmm. Of course they were.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, get this. And Hamilton, what advice would you give people that are listening to the show right now that, you know, they're just all hot and heavy, they were chatting it up? I mean, what, having had your experience, what would you let our listeners know to either be...
red flags.
Yeah.
I would say... A, go with your gut. I am a firm believer of going with your gut.
Intuition.
But you said you didn't have any gut feeling that there was anything wrong.
Well, there's a difference between thinking with your dick and thinking with your gut.
Okay, got it.
And
beings, I have a clitoris that is a baby penis. So.
And then, you know, do your homework. Before you meet them, you know, ask questions to which you can find the answer to. If you're meeting someone for a date, you know, do they have a Facebook page or MySpace page or LinkedIn page? You know, I hate to sound like someone should stalk the person, but you know, if you're interested in dating them, you know, they should have no problem giving out that information.
You know, and I'm going to chime in real quick because, Tamara, it's a great question. I have a great friend, Dr. Grace Cornish, and she wrote a book, and it was about dating and whatnot. And she said, if you're going to date someone, A, you should have their home address, B, you should have their home number, and C, you should know, you know, at least their last name.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know, and those
absolutely.
Are like cool things. Because some people don't. They just get a first name, they get a location, and then you get a cell phone number that can be disconnected. Get a landline, get a last name, and get their home address. And then, you know, now you can do...
And their social security number and bank account number.
and their mama's number. everything. But no, seriously, and now you can just go online and, you know, in 2 minutes you can pull up someone's whole history. But still, you know, that histories don't show people skeletons. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
And I totally agree with your intuition. You know, at 16, you really don't have an intuition to say, okay, what am I doing? Because the thrill of it all is just so invigorating that you're like, okay, this is really cool. You know, at 16, you don't know. But hopefully by now people who are, you know, old enough to figure out their intuition are old enough to realize that, look, you know, this is right or this is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, was this guy creepy at all? I mean, did he have a job?
Wait, first of all, was he at least good looking? Like, let's break it down.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What was it? Was there? Because really, there's no like profile. I was what I'm getting, you know, from a lot of the research. He could be the nicest neighbor guy next door.
Well, in the beginning of AOL, you really had to go on faith, and as it progressed, it was, you know. You wouldn't meet someone without a picture, or multiple pictures. Then it became, you know, you had to have more than one picture. I think as time has progressed and internet dating especially in the gay community, internet hookup sites like Connection and Adam for Adam and Manhunt, which, you know, are some pay, some not, but they're really just, you know, sites for guys to meet up and have sex. There are more and more questions that are required to be answered.
eHarmony, you have to answer like 132 questions. By the time, I mean, you learn more about yourself on eHarmony than you do about another person.
Yes.
But he was an attractive older gentleman. The things that started to clue me off, the things were weird, was that there was this entire room filled with junk. Like old bicycles and furniture that you couldn't, it was so filled you couldn't even walk into it. And And the bedroom we went to, you know, reminded, you know, in retrospect, reminded me of some creepy old house, like Haunting in Connecticut, like bedroom.
The Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Wow. Now, you know what? So this is going to seem like a weird question. Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you can imagine that somehow in your journey that you chose to have this experience, not consciously, but if there was something that you've ascertained like a gift from this experience, could you imagine, like, what is the gift in being able to have this experience?
Good question, Tamara.
That's a very good question. I think the gift is a pro and a con of thinking twice.
Mm-hmm.
So not always going with your gut, but maybe taking a second thought to what is the right decision.
Yeah.
And yeah. Trust. I mean, obviously, yes. it sparked the plug to, you know, for you, Hamilton, to trust. Trust was a big issue. So, yeah. You know, yeah. I think with every experience, there's always a lesson learned, whether it's good or bad.
Always. Always, you know, a gift. I mean, well, look, I can just see a huge gift that you got from this. Look at how it has sparked your writing.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what is being poured out of you, you know, in blogs and the way you're talking about this. You're bringing it out in the forefront. I mean, just even by bringing it to the radio show here, I mean, we're blessed to be able to, you know, vicariously go, whoa, I can't imagine. But you actually had the experience. Knowing someone who's, you know, killed someone. And it's just like, wow. And so really, I think there's something that gets cracked open on the inside of us.
Sure.
That brings forth gifts that we would have never found had we not had the experience. Because I really think that our pain many times is our credentials.
Yeah.
You know, if you've lived it, you've got the right to talk about it.
Well, I think, and I appreciate you guys having me on to talk about it. And that blog was actually the first time I've really ever talked about it publicly.
Wow.
And that was just a week ago.
Yeah. Some of my friends, close friends, know about it and stuff like that. But of all my posts, you know, about half are comedic and about half are on the serious side. But
sure.
This got the most response, and I got a bunch of emails actually after it from people who either live or had lived in that area, saying that they had been through similar experiences, and they were how nice it was to have someone publicly talk about it, and they didn't feel alone. And you know, I think that's another gift. It's making people feel like you're not alone growing up in a society that doesn't necessarily embrace what your biology is telling you.
Absolutely, sweetheart. And that was the other thing I was going to say. My God, look at, you had a double whammy. Not only were you dealing with the fact that this guy you lost your virginity to killed someone, but that your family didn't even know that you were gay.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Yeah, do they know now?
Well, my mother claims she knows since I was three, but she also thinks that being gay is a choice. So that's a whole nother conversation.
that's a whole nother show. But I gotta break this.
Because my mother's going on her fourth marriage, and that's definitely a choice.
Wow. Well, hopefully you don't have to keep hearing her have sex, unless that turns you, you know, you like that.
No.
Okay.
No.
But I also got to tell you all real quick, everyone, if you feel that you're isolated or alone, or if you've gone through this similar experience and you don't have anyone to turn to, definitely check out PFLAG.com. They're a great organization. I don't know if it's .com or .org, but check them out. We've dealt with them a lot, and they're a great resource and a great outlet if you've been through this traumatic or an experience, or you're gay and you feel you have no one to talk to. They're your second family, and of course, so are we here at Elliot Talk Radio. So on that note, I've got to tell you all, we can open up the lines if you want to call in. The number is 323-203-0815. You all should have it in your speed dial by now, so I'm offended if you don't. But 323-203-0815. And if you want to make up a name, make up a name, but we're not going to change your voice, so there's no point in making up your name. So, you know, we don't have the device to fuzz your voice. But if you feel like, or just email us. You could email us, max@maxtucci.com if you had an experience, and we'll guide you in the right direction on who to talk to and how you can get some counseling or help. But nonetheless, so now you have this fantastic site. Now we're going to like go from the dark to the light. Like, oh my God, everyone has
let me also really quickly plug, though. I've done a lot of work with the Trevor Project. In addition to PFLAG, the Trevor Project is a fantastic hotline if you ever need someone to talk to. It's a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week hotline for teens dealing in crisis, not just gay and lesbian, but anyone.
Wow. Excellent. Excellent. You know what, Max, I want to thank you for saying that. You know, I absolutely love PFLAG. They come and speak in my class every semester, and they're like extended family for me, and I love them, and I have them come and share their testimonies and their stories about coming out and how difficult it was. And you know, it's a crapshoot. I mean, half of them are like, you know, my family embraced me. The other half is like, oh my gosh, my family disowned me. So it's either way, it's always a difficult thing to come out with. So there, that support is there. So thanks for saying that, Max.
Absolutely.
I love
it. And also, the Trevor Project, you can call them at 866-4-U-TREVOR is the number there, 866-488-7386 if you're going through something, you need someone to talk to. So that's their site. But all right, so now we're going from, let's go through that tunnel now and get to the light, because people have like their razor blades ready and the rope ready, but there is hope.
Well, I'm just talking about the gift of our pain, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So now you have this. Well, we got to be real. You know, so now we have pillsonthecouch.blogspot.com, and you just, I guess this is your outlet now where you can go on and write, and you have some amazing articles there, like the last one you said, I know the name of every man my mother has slept with. I think that in alone should be a novel. That sounds like a Lifetime movie. It's like a Lifetime movie mixed with Cinemax.
Right.
But now, who would play your mother?
Oh, that's a good question. She actually looks like Goldie Hawn.
Oh,
wow.
There you go.
And I think Goldie Hawn actually might do a pretty good job. My mother, if you watch Desperate Housewives, she's a cross between Brie Vandekamp and Nicolette Sheridan's character.
Well, this is why your mom is a perfectionist
alcoholic slut.
And that's why she's on her fourth marriage, if she looks
well,
like
her. Well, yeah, I mean, amongst other things, you know, my father has an affinity for women with addictions, though he doesn't really have any. So, my mother, yeah, she needs her own book.
She does. And now, how did you come up with the name Pills on the Couch?
Yeah.
Like I said, I think earlier, I'm from a very blue-blooded family, very WASPy, you know, we don't talk about the serious things, we talk about the weather at the dinner table.
Fuck them behind the door.
Yeah. So, I embrace my preppy WASPdom to a certain extent, and I also think it's really funny. Karen Walker is a little bit of an idol to me. I do take many pills, whether they are vitamins or prescriptions, every day. I actually end every blog with what pills I've taken today, which also includes pizza and ice cream. And but the couch refers to therapy. It's an outlet. It's for me to talk about, you know, what I want, and also to entertain people, because I find that a form of therapy as well.
Great. Yeah, no, it's a cool. I'm just reading your other blogs right now, because there's a couple up there. When did you start this blog?
I started it actually in August. It's only been up for about 2 months.
In 2 months. You see, Tamara?
Wow. Amazing.
And I just called Tamara before because Tamara's had such a busy week at this hedonism retreat. So I was like, I gotta get you on the line, Tamara. Where are you? My co-host can't be found. I almost like, you know, it's like you're harder to get a hold of than a freaking taco at a Mexican wedding. But I was like, I would catch you. Tamara. And then Tamara called me and I was like, you've got to go on the blog. You've got to read it. We're having this cool cast on tonight. You know, we're going to raise awareness. We're going to wave the red flag for everyone out there. And just basically, you know, discuss, you know, the negative side of the internet and of dating and putting yourself out there. And I think Hamilton really had a great depiction in that blog. So I thank you for writing the blog, because when I read it, I was like, we got to have him on the show. like literally the second after. And I'm not the kind of person where I read something, I'm like, we got to have them on. But when I'm like, we got to have them on. So, Hamilton, you know, thank you so much for writing that. And keep your eye out, pillsonthecouch.blogspot.com, because how often do you write a blog?
I try to post something every day, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Life
happens. I also produce events and work in real estate and voiceovers and acting, and I represent writers and directors, and so I have my hands in a lot of pots.
And you live in LA, right?
And I live in LA.
There you go, of course. So that's our LA connection to LA Talk Radio. You see, just because I'm on the East Coast doesn't mean I don't know people on the West Coast.
That's right.
But nonetheless,
you're popular all over the world, mister. You're world renowned.
And so are we all. But no, so, you know, definitely everyone check out that Blogspot. And it's cool. It's really great. And if you feel inspired to email Hamilton, you can do it right there on the Blogspot if you have any questions for him. And yeah, I mean, definitely check them out, and it's a great site. And you're also on Facebook with that, Pills on the Couch?
I am. There's a Facebook page. I have my own Facebook page as Hamilton, for just me, and I have a Pills on the Couch page and a Twitter page. I can be reached.
You can be reached. You're all over the place.
And Hamilton, how old are you?
I am 29.
Wow. Okay.
I'm the ripe old age of 29.
Wow, and I've already danced with the devil.
Oh, in more ways than one.
Yes.
So Hamilton doesn't always learn from his mistakes.
Yeah, excellent. Now, are you in a relationship right now?
No, I just got out of a relationship in August.
Okay. So
Tamara, are you interested, Tamara?
Oh, yeah. So, well, he would have to turn heterosexual.
There you go. Or you would have to grow a...
What about a strap-on? Does that work?
Now you're talking Tamara's language, Tamara.
Now you're talking.
All right. Now we're dancing with the devil here at LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. So definitely, Hamilton, you know, we want to have you on in the future if you, you know...
Absolutely. I'm actually generally not this serious. I'm actually kind of perverted and
cool.
non-filter-ish.
Okay. So, well, tell us about your relationship or that you desire. What are you looking for?
I like guys who look like they own golden retrievers.
You like guys that look like golden retrievers?
No, that look like they own golden retrievers. Tamara, that's called bestiality.
That word is bestiality.
Listen, sex talk. That's bestiality.
We've just gone from killer to beast.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Oh, that looks like
you cover a lot in an hour, Max.
Oh my God, we try to. We gone from murder to rape to bestiality to pills on the couch.
Bring it
well,
on.
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of like it's all in a day for me. It's my life is so nuts. Just family drama, friend drama. You know, I'm always just waiting for the next thing to happen, and it's just kind of hysterical at this point.
Wow.
Well, we're glad the next thing that happened for you was being part of our show, because I think it really, really was a great interview for people who are going through situations and they don't know where to turn to. And, you know, if you experience this and you feel like you didn't know what to do, there's people out there that have gone through it too, so you're not the only one.
And Hamilton, you know, it really is sweet that to think about a guy who's got a golden retriever, because there's something about dog people that, I mean, there's an instant connection because they're just endearing. It's for me, people who've got dogs, it's like, you know, God with skin around them. I mean, the unconditional love that it takes that, you know, for someone who's got a dog like that and a pet, I mean, that's endearing. That's great. So hopefully
And they
got to
pay for dinner.
And they got to pay for dinner. Okay, so you're more the female. Are you more the female side of the relationship?
Well,
no, he's
part. Okay, yes. I want to be a lady who lunches, but, you know, I'm also a beer and tequila drinker. So, you know, I don't know where that
Bring
puts
it on.
Me.
You know what? It makes you it makes you in demand. you've got the best of both worlds there, mister. You're androgynous.
Tamara, I think you got to have Hamilton speak at one of your classes.
I think so. I think you got to come with my peace flag group.
Now, why don't you explain, Tamara, explain your class real quick to people who don't know.
Okay, so it's human sexuality. I teach at Orange Coast College. It's I've got 300 students, and I love when PFLAG comes because we talk about sex like a full faceted diamond, so from every angle you can imagine. So
I mean, like, are you talking about positions of sex?
Oh, yeah, that works. Yeah, we talk about that. And we talk about, you know, great blowjobs.
So, like, swings and, you know.
We talk about swingers. We talk about, we've got a transsexual, transvestite. We've got a guy. Yeah, who comes on. He talks about how he tracks sexual predators on the internet. Boy, now there'd be a class for you to come to.
There you go.
It actually show on our big screen this detective who puts this fishing line on a hook, and you just drop your line in, and you've got predators just biting at everything, and he's got this. This email name is called Lonely Tina, 12 years old. So we get all kinds of predators that just bite at it, and then we show the predator on the webcam. And over half the time, they expose themselves to the whole class.
And now, thanks to Tamara, you guys are going to have to change that name because it's
know.
No longer Stilo anymore.
I know, Lonely Tina, 12. They'll have to change it.
They're going to have to make them 13 now or something.
I know. Well, there's so many that you can't even imagine how many. I mean, it's like the trout are just like all biting at one hook.
Yeah. No, they are. They are. But, so Hamilton, we'll have to have you on when we're more on a light, airy note and we can talk about all of Tamara's blowjobs and all of her stuff that she's in class. And
can she deep throat?
Ask
Say
her.
Again?
Can you deep throat?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And
all right, so now, how do you deep throat, Tamara?
Oh, one of the things you have
give
to
give us a lesson.
Yeah, you have to be very, very relaxed, okay? And one of the things that, you know, for me, for sure, I mean, I'm all about commitment. I'm about absolute trust. I'm about love. I'm seriously, like, I can't even go there. But I know a lot of people can, even if there's none of that. So let's just make that a given. Like, for me, I'm in a very committed, loving relationship, and it's beautiful. There's nothing in me that doesn't want to absolutely take every part of them into me. There's a total acceptance that happens when you bring them all the way to the back of your throat. You just absolutely relax. Open up the esophagus, and just when it's time and he's coming or whatever, you just open that up, breathe through your nose, and just allow it to slide down the back of your throat. If you've got any kind of, you know, qualms about tasting it, swallowing it, swishing it around in your mouth, you know, just bring it right to the back of the throat. I know.
Tamara, I just lost, like, all of my sponsor. All of my advertisers are like, that's it.
Are you kidding me? They just turned it up. The volume just went up.
It's
they went,
now the time
say?
To say, if you want to go to California, go Delta. Fly Delta.com. I got to give them one more plug before I no longer have them.
No.
But anyhow, so Hamilton, we'll definitely have you on in the future. We've got to wrap the show pretty soon, Tamara. We've got stuff to talk about, too. But Hamilton, I thank you so much for being on. Again, pillsonthecouch.blogspot.com is the place you go, or just go to Facebook and put in Pills on the Couch. I want to thank you so much, Hamilton, for being on, and definitely we'll keep in touch, and we'll have you on again in the future.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for being on with us.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye. So there you go. Oh, no. I just got to wrap up. Oh, no. So I just got a little IM from LA Talk Studios, LA Talk Radio Studios, that wrote, oh, no, exclamation mark. But nonetheless, we've got to, you know. So wasn't that an amazing story, Tamara?
Oh, I tell you what, Max, I loved it. I thought it was so juicy. It was real. It was authentic. You know, shit happens.
It does.
You know, bless his heart. Thank God that he could get the gift of, you know, what it brought. You know, because all of us have this certain, you know, journey that we come here to experience. And, you know, whatever it is that he came to experience in his lifetime, he needed that experience to do what he's doing now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So bless his heart.
It's an unbelievable story. And I think a lot of people go through, you know, a lot of heartache and a lot of struggle. And the internet could be a blessing. It can be a curse at the same time.
Yeah.
So you just got to listen to yourself, you know, trust yourself so you can trust others.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely. Absolutely, sweetheart.
So what do you have? You know, I've got, there's so much that happened the last week that I don't, I'm like so in, wrapped up in this whole story that I don't even know where to begin. And I don't even know where to end, but I was at an amazing event. Here we went to a great art gallery. I'm just like, I'm trying to get over the whole, the last dialogue we had. So people, and I saw some great Basquiats and some great Christopher Wool. And my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, well, honey.
Yeah. Tell me.
Oh, go ahead, babe. Well, you were going to report on, didn't you go somewhere with Vanessa Noel this last week?
We did. Where did we go?
Yeah, remember, it was going to be so cool.
Oh, you went to, Sarah Jessica Parker has a new show coming out on Bravo. It's called Work of Art. And it's coming out real soon on Bravo. And what they did is they took 14 artists, and it's basically Iron Chef of the art world. So definitely tune into that show. It'll be coming out next spring. Thank you so much, Tamara, for that.
Yeah.
I'm wrapped up in pills on the couch. But it was amazing. Last week was a total week of art for me.
Wow.
I had that experience. I went with Vanessa. I went with my friend Aaron Ralph with Zinc Magazine. If you all want a great magazine, check out zincmag.com. It's an amazing magazine, fashion, trendy, it's edgy, and all these great kind of things. And on top of it, I did an audition for the Travel Channel for a show that they were interested in having me the host. So we'll see what happens. You know, I'm doing a million things. But nonetheless, Christopher Wool, great artist. I went to Peter Brandt's new museum in Greenwich, Connecticut, and it was amazing. It was a painting, and it was basically on aluminum. So, and basically the artist, the big word said, fuck them if they can't take a joke.
Ah, love it.
And I thought that was, you know what, that really brings everything into perspective, into the, you know, it's like, if they can't take a joke, screw them. Who, you know, it's like, come on, people. We're living in an age now where it's great to be serious. It's great to be, you know, to have that blue blood. It's great to be, you know, top drawer, and it's great to have your nose in the air. But at the end of the day, have fun in life, no?
Absolutely. And speaking of fun, Max, did you ever get to sit in your dad's car yet?
Oh, can we just, I think it's easier now. Now I'm embracing the Italians who gave me such heartache, because the Americans are even worse. it's still in U.S. customs, but the arrival date is Tuesday of this week. So, fingers crossed. We had, you know, it's like, listen, I'm all for it. It's anti-terrorism. They have to scan the containers. It's a great concept, but nonetheless, it's like, already, I'm ready, you know, so I don't get excited. That's why I don't get excited until everything is solidified.
Sure.
You know?
I hear ya. So
What? No, tell me.
Well, you still have to have a keymate.
You know, you're rubbing in the hot weather. You're rubbing in the things that I have to do for the week. You're so encouraging this tonight, Tamara.
Oh, honey, I know. I just need to wrap some warm weather all the way around you, all the way over there in the East Coast.
And you know what? I wanted to say, just as you were saying, you know, you have all of your cast of superstars in your class. We have our cast of superstars here at LA Talk Radio and Max and Friends. Just like you have your training, we have our drag queen, Shaquita. And she's doing a bunch of things this week. So check out Shaquita's page. As you know, New York still has an edge. And if you want to find it, Shaquita is definitely the one that has the invitation to the edge of New York. So check that out. We got them here too. And you're lucky enough that we have also our archives. So if you want to hear any of our shows that you missed any portion of, go to LA Talk Radio to Max and Friends. Actually, it's to the Max. Tamara, I promise you, when you get your Twitter thing going, we'll get the intro of the show changed.
Really? What will it be changed to?
Max and Friends, because now it's still to the Max. That was the old show.
Oh, right. Okay, love. Perfect.
You know, we're solidified, you and I. You and me, babe, we're going places.
That's it. I'm telling you what. I don't want to see anything any different.
You know, neither do I. So to the Max, when you hear the intro, it really is now Max and Friends, because all of you, like I say, the first time you're on our show, you're a guest. The second time, you're a friend and family. So
absolutely.
We love you all. And Tamara, what are you doing for the rest of the week?
You know what? I am going to Colorado, and then I'm flying back, and I've got class this week. It's coming up. It's going to be great. I'm just like all over the globe. It's kind of exciting. I've got my ex-porn star that's coming at the end of this month, and I was hopeful I was going to see you on Halloween, Mr. Man.
I know.
Oh, Lordy.
I promise you that I will be out in California before you know it.
God love you. Well, you know, the other thing, I'm excited, Max. I want to get my invention going on the planet so we can get this place vibrating.
You know? So I've got to, like, I'm probably going to have to wrap up in a minute.
Okay.
So do you have any quotes of the week that you want to share, anything great, inspirational for people?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I just learned this week, again, I just want to reiterate how important it is. It's called Say I-O. And you can apply this to any situation. And it's S-A-I-O-E. And if you'll just take a look at any situation, get a sense of it. And no matter what's happening in your life, have an appreciation for it. So just thank God for whatever's happening. And then be inspired by whatever it is. And then remember to keep your heart open. And then tap into the essence of who you are. You apply that formula with everything. It's powerful what can happen in your life. You know, you can heal diseases. I mean, really, even that's why I was even talking with Hamilton. You know, what was the gift? I mean, how can you appreciate this experience? What has it done for you that you wouldn't have become otherwise?
And so, you know what? Speaking of healing diseases, great book, The Ultimate Guide to Natural Health, by James Forsythe, MD. Definitely get that book, because that's the book that's going to set you off to natural healing. So check that book out. My quote for the week, a wise man can see from the bottom of a well than a fool can from a mountain top.
Ooh.
Digest that. And whatever mountaintop you're on right now, don't be the fool, because that's the place you should be. Go to the top of the mountain and scream it and look in the bottom of the well and know that this week is going to be a great week. Be wise. Have wisdom.
Amen.
Listen to your intuition and don't fuck it up, right? So, and I want to say thank you to Jackie, who's listening right now. I hope your power is still working. We got power outages, cold fronts coming, but nonetheless, we rise. So on that note, everyone, have a wonderful week. And if you feel like you're at that bottom of the well, know that you can brush it off, stand up, and rise.
Rise. Amen.
And on that note, everyone, thanks so much for tuning in to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and my co-host, who are you, my co-host?
I'm Tamara Bowman.
And we bid you adieu. Have a wonderful week. Take life to the max. Don't forget that. And just enjoy it. You know, life is simple. We make it hard.
Yes.
You know, so have a wonderful week. It's Sunday night here in New York, almost midnight. I take it in the last hour of the day to bring you into a new day. So a new day is coming here real quick in about 5 minutes, so I'm going to say goodnight to LA Talk Radio. See you next Sunday. I won't see you next Sunday, but tune in next Sunday because we want you to be here on Max and Friends. And next Sunday, we've got an amazing show coming up. Sorry that we didn't take your calls tonight. We just had too much to talk about. And when we get callers online sometimes, all of a sudden we find out who their mama is. We get their phone number and their address, and we didn't have time for that tonight. But we love you anyway, so if you tried to call in and we didn't answer your call, sorry about that tonight. But we'll get your calls in another show. Have a great week, Tamara. I love you. I'm going to call you after the show just to talk to you for a minute or two. And on that note, let's wrap this show up, because I feel like I always get yelled at to end the show, and then the show, when I'm ready to end, doesn't end.
So, I know. I know. So good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Can we wrap it up? Because I'm ready to go. I love being here, but I'm tired.
Hello.
Hello. Knock, knock. Cue the music.
Cue the music.
All right, so I guess we're gonna talk. All right, good night.
You're listening to the Max, only on LA Talk Radio.